Opponents of a path to citizenship for undocumented workers sometimes argue that the immigration bill now on hold in Congress would lead to some current U.S. citizens losing their jobs. That's not the way Eliseo Medina sees it. He's the recently retired Secretary Treasurer of the Service Employees International Union and chairs the SEIU's Immigration Initiative. Medina says many of the estimated 11 million undocumented people in the U.S. are already working.
They're paying taxes and they're contributing. And what we need, though, is to make sure that they all can be full contributors. You know, many of them, because of their legal status, have to work in the underground economy. There have been studies, including from the Congressional Budget Office, that say legalizing will create jobs, not take away jobs from American workers.
Medina says some SEIU members are undocumented, and it's time for them to be able to stop living in fear of deportation. A challenge for the immigration bill, though, is to reignite congressional debate over the measure. Congress may have just ended the federal shutdown, but it isn't clear what other measures they plan to take up this fall. Medina is in Milwaukee tonight to help honor the pro-immigrant group Voces de la Frontera. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.